The heavy-set man came at Stig with a rush. His arms were held out ahead of him, as if ready for an embrace. His fingers curled and ready to grip. He was taller than Stig, and perhaps 12 kilograms heavier. His chest and upper body were thickly muscled. Stig could see a light sheen of oil covering his arms, and he had time to think that this was not quite in the spirit of the contest. He braced himself, and their two bodies came together with a solid whoomp of flesh meeting flesh. If his attacker had hoped to drive the wind out of Stig with the impact, his aim was thwarted. The young warrior had tensed his muscles, ready for the hit. He stepped back half a pace, but otherwise remained steady.
"Let him come to you," Thorn had told him. "See what he's got before you start."
What he had was not particularly skillful or unexpected. He wrapped his arms around Stig's waist in a clumsy bear hug and, beginning to lean back, attempted to lift him off the ground so that he could apply pressure to the kidneys and lungs as Stig hung helpless in his embrace. But Stig wasn't ready to be helpless, and he'd watched the man use this very tactic in a previous bout. As he felt the man's arms wrap around him and was drawn in tight against him, Stig rammed his right hand, palm open, under the man's chin, locking his elbow tightly in a right angle and supporting his right arm with his left hand. The arm formed a rigid, unyielding barrier against the man's attempts to lift Stig's feet off the sand of the arena. In effect, as long as Stig could keep his right arm locked, the man was trying to lift himself off the ground along with his opponent. The larger man grunted with the effort, trying to twist his chin away from Stig's iron grip. But Stig maintained the pressure, and his opponent was caught in a stalemate. The more he heaved and strained, the more he exhausted himself. Yet he lacked the imagination or speed of thought to change the tactic. It had always worked for him before. It should work for him now. Except in previous bouts, his opponents hadn't been ready for the hold, and if they were, they had no effective counter to it. The man tried to gather his strength for one last superhuman effort to lift his rock-steady opponent off the ground. As he did so, he inadvertently released the pressure of his bear hug, expecting to resume it with even greater force. But Stig felt the momentary easing of pressure. In fact, he'd been expecting it. As the grip around his waist weakened, he released his hold on the other man's chin and spun in his grip so that his back was to him. He rammed his backside into the man's lower body to gain a little room, felt the hug release even further, then hurled himself backward, taking his opponent with him as they crashed to the sand. Stig on top, the force of the fall driving the breath from the bigger man's lungs with an explosive gasp. The man's grip released as he struggled for air, and Stig swiftly rolled clear and leapt to his feet, crouching, hands held out ahead of him, arms bent in a classic wrestler's pose. For a second, he considered hurling himself onto the other man to pin him, but he could see it wasn't quite time for that yet. There was one fall in these bouts, and he knew he had to pick his time exactly for the ploy to be successful. If he went too early, he risked the heavier man throwing him off and pinning Stig in his turn. He had to be properly incapacitated before Stig could risk coming to close quarters on the ground. Slowly, the other man came to his feet, eyeing Stig warily. So far, this bout hadn't gone anywhere like the way he had planned it. The younger, slimmer man was virtually unscathed. He had countered his most effective move easily, then sent him crashing to the sand in a rib-bruising fall. For a few seconds, they faced each other. Then, as if by some prearranged signal, they hurled themselves at each other. Stig took a firm grip of the man's shirt around the shoulders and shoved mightily against him. Instinctively, his opponent returned the shove, and in that instant, Stig gave way before him, stepping back with his left foot and dragging the other man after him. In the same movement, he brought his right foot up into the man's stomach and rolled backward, His opponent followed him, still propelled by the momentum of his return shove against Stig. Stig, his back curved, fell smoothly to the sand, his hands gripping the other man's shirt, and his right foot buried in his stomach, knee bent. As he rolled backward, Stig straightened his right knee in a violent movement, bringing his left leg up to assist the right in thrusting his opponent high into the air above him. At the same time, he maintained his grip on the shirt, so that, as Stig's legs propelled his opponent through an arc overhead, his hands kept his upper body from following. At the last moment, Stig released his grip, and the other man flipped in the air, soared several meters, and crashed heavily onto his back. Again, there was that explosive whoomp of expelled air, as the recently regained breath was driven out once more. Stig rolled onto his hands and knees and sprang to his feet like a cat. This time, he realized that the other man was totally winded after suffering two heavy impacts in quick succession. His opponent gagged and gasped as he struggled to fill his lungs with air. But before he could manage an inward breath, Stig pounced on him, lying across his upper body and pinning him to the ground.